Hello, it is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Monday, August 24th, 2020. Here's what you missed on the show today. You missed a lot of good stuff, I tell you.
Yeah, it was the first day of school in a couple of counties, Marion and Columbia County, here in the heart of Florida. That's big for all the families getting up and trying to find a new Chris.
That is true. So what would you say is the most iconic fashion item America is known for?
Well, right now, I believe sweatpants and Crocs.
Probably. And not only that, it's the suntan lines of the Croc holes on your foot.
Oh, that's a good look. And it's also the daytime Croc sweatpants, not your nighttime sweatpants.
Yes, the nicer ones. But seriously, there was a survey done of 2,000 random Americans, and I would have to agree with this. They said the most iconic fashion item made in America is the Levi 501 jean.
Oh, the button fly.
Yeah, the old Levi, this most iconic fashion item, followed by the denim jackets from the 1960s by Levi's.
Well, that's a good look.
Nike Air Max, that's another good one. Polo Ralph Lauren short shirts and right. Louis Vuitton luggage carriers or bags. Those are the top five.
I remember some fashion expert saying, never wear the same jean wash. If you have a jean jacket and pants.
Yeah.
Never wear the same washer. You look like a deranged farmer.
You know what? You got a point there. They also had noticeable mentions that got a participant label or ribbon would be UGG boots, bomber jackets, Converse Chuck Taylors, and the Ray-Ban Wayfarer sunglasses.
I believe that, too. You know, I've seen where they found Levi's jeans that are hundreds of years old, or over 100 years old. Mm-hmm. It's like mining camps and things like that in California. These things are rugged, and that's what they were made for.
Yeah.
Is during the gold rush.
Well, and it was interesting back, I remember in the 80s when we had the Soviet Union, how the Russians were buying American jeans on the black market.
Yeah. You would travel to Russia with and you'd have five or six pairs inside your luggage, and you could trade it for lots of rubles.
Yeah, a lot of cash there. So, thanks to old climate change, your beer might taste a little funny.
See, I don't need to hear this. North Carolina State University found climate change, of course, it affects how plants make their beer taste because it alters their chemistry.
Yeah.
Plants can't move. So if the climate changes, they have to adjust how they do business, how their chemical factories work.
Yeah, and what this is all pointing out to when you're talking climate change is not how hot it gets in the daytime. It's how it doesn't cool off at night. And that's kind of where this is coming into. They say nights are getting warmer, and that is kind of messing up the circadian rhythm and clock of plants.
So, and you can imagine what it's doing to animals.
Yes.
You know?
So it is kind of messing up that way. And then, of course, they say climate change is not a new thing. It has happened over the Earth's time period. But this is probably the first time it's ever happened since agriculture began by mankind. So it's kind of the tip of the iceberg. And they kind of use tongue-in-cheek talking about beer to grab your attention. But it is true. It could be everything. Everything from your toast in the morning to your steak in the evening. Let's see. Fortnite. I've heard of the game. My nephew is addicted to it. My sister tells me how she hates the word Fortnite. You can't even say it. That's her F word. And it is a very, very popular game, but there's been a little bit of a kerfuffle between the developers of Fortnite called Epic Games and Apple and Google. Generally, when you download an app, Apple or Google will take a chunk of whatever you're downloading, as well as any cryptocurrency you use to buy things inside the game, which is around 20%, which is kind of steep. So the Fortnite people, Epic Games, actually made a where you can buy items without going through Apple or Google. Apple and Google said, well, F you, we're going to go ahead and pull you from our app store. And that has led to some people being kind of creative of selling old phones with the Fortnite installed on them for thousands of dollars.
Okay, this is a bad idea, okay?
Yeah, it is a bad idea, because when you look at buying an iPhone 6 with Fortnite at $2,500, when you can get a 12 for even less money, you got a problem. And that's kind of what this is kind of warning. You can still play Fortnite on Xbox or PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, or even your PC. You just can't play it on your mobile device. The second thing is that a simple update by Apple or Google can wipe clean any Fortnite that you have on your phone.
Oh, yeah. All they need to do is to do a software update, and bam, you got thousands of dollars flying out the window with wings.
Yes, so probably not a good idea to go to eBay and bid on one of these phones. And secondly, just kind of hang tight. I'm sure, as you mentioned on the Airstorm, for Epic Games and Apple and Google, they need each other. They're going to work it out.
They'll figure this out.
Yeah. And, you know, as you said, you know, this may be a nail in the coffin for Epic Games because their 15 minutes of fame may be over. Could be another game coming up.
Yeah.
Stay organized with the Drop Zone.
I love this. This is really great. Imagine everything's been different. Over the summertime, we made it. Now we got to go back to school. Mm-hmm. So the dining room table has been an office for mom and for dad. And people are just kind of dropping their things off their jackets and their markers and their car keys. Well, Chris came up with this idea of sharing a workspace by using a Drop Zone so everybody knows where their stuff is. When it's time to put away the stuff so you can use the dining room table.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. The Drop Zone in this case would be maybe a cart, a bucket, a basket, a bag, something that is designated as yours. So
right, pillowcase.
When you put your stuff down, you put it in your Drop Zone. It does a couple of things. One, it keeps you organized so that the kids don't accidentally grab your report in their homework when they're racing off to school.
And you know where your car keys are.
Yeah. And secondly, you're not going to have much bickering between the kids because in their Drop Zone is the stuff that they need. So, you know, Junior didn't come over and take Sally's marker or whatever.
Right.
Should cut down on some of the arguing as well. And plus, when it's time for dinner, it's a quick way to get things cleared off the table.
Sure is. The zones, you can put them in walls and in corners. You got room.
Yeah.
Just so everybody can drop their stuff. At least you'll know where it is.
That's very true. It's very true. As we get closer and closer to fall, a lot of our fall traditions are coming up. Of course, the Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and all in the midst of a worldwide pandemic, it is making things a little bit unusual. And one of the things that we take for granted was going to the corn maze or going to a pumpkin patch for Halloween. So is it safe?
Right.
Well, it would be nice to say yes, but the answer really is it depends because there's really no universal system in place that businesses are using rather the 6 feet, the masks, sanitation, and cleaning. So and what they basically talk in this article is call ahead to wherever you're going for the pumpkin patch or the corn maze and ask them about their COVID-19 policy. Do they have one?
Right.
If they don't, well, then you know that if you don't feel comfortable, then you don't have to go there.
And there's more than one maze in the area, that's for sure.
That's very, very true. Another one, which I thought was pretty ingenious, mm-hmm. is ask which days of the week are the least busiest.
That's a good idea. A lot of times when you go to Google and you look up a business, mm-hmm. they'll have a little chart at the bottom showing you when it's busiest at that business.
Yes. And so
that
you
might
know,
help, too.
If you have somebody that maybe immunocompromised or you just want to play uber safe, this might be a good way to still have some fun. But they really do talk about really keeping in mind that you need to keep your family safe, but it's also important to keep many of the traditions we have in place as well for your mental health.
Right.
Which is very, very true. And then finally, we found a hack to prevent your kids from losing the marker caps, and it involves your markers and a roll of duct tape.
Yeah, we're talking about the felt marker that dries out if you don't have the cap on it.
Yeah, you know, like the Crayola ones or, you know, the Marks a Lot. And actually, a kindergarten teacher came up with this and put a video up on one of the services. But this is what you do. You line the markers up, let's say 6, 7, 8, or 9 of them, all in a row on a flat surface. Bump them up to something so that the rears make sure that the caps are all aligned and together. And then unroll a piece of tape. Put the tape on them on the tops where the caps are.
Mm-hmm.
Tap it down. And then carefully pick them up and flip them over. And then take the rest of the duct tape and pat it down on the other side of the cap. And in essence, what you're making is one huge cap, which
it's like it's like a garage for your caps.
Right, exactly. So it makes it a little less harder to lose the cap because it's bigger, and more importantly, it lets you know if you're missing a particular color.
Yeah, and they won't dry out, and it'll probably keep them out of the washing machine, Mom, if you've ever had that little joyous thing happen.
Yes. Ooh. So there you go. Some helpful advice of what we always do every morning. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. Remember, the sun is always shining.